Buckle up and drive on over to Fox Home Center in Alsip. For the next 3 hours, Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show are broadcasting live. Now put your hands together for the handyman himself, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WBN.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Lou Manfredini here, live the Mr. Fix-It Show at Fox Home Center. We're broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Alsip, sponsored by Trex and MSI Premium Quartz. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and PermaSeal Basement Systems. Oh, and our friends at Wet and Forget. Thank you so much for coming out. You people will do anything for free food. I really do appreciate it. And they're all nodding. Everybody's nodding. We have a full crowd. This is a beautiful showroom and standalone home center that just has a bunch of great stuff. We always have a lot of fun here. Say hi to Lindsay and Sam, who made the trip down. Good morning.
I rolled out of bed and got here. I can get used to this drive.
So Sam's a Southsider. He likes it. Veronica, we should have thought about this as well. You living in Indiana, this would have been a quickie for you.
I could have popped off 8094. Dan Ryan, just, you know, been there in seconds.
Been in there.
Yeah.
We could have sold some of your candles here.
I could have brought muffins.
Great. I got a lot of buyers, people raising their hands like crazy. You could have brought muffins.
Yeah.
Although we have food, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I came.
Oh. Great.
When I picture
Wait,
this.
How about you? How about you came because you work on the show?
Oh.
Yeah, right.
She texted me last night and goes, have you been to this one before? I said, no. She goes, ooh, you're in for a surprise.
And say hello to our musical guests this morning, Nicole, Dave, and Mike. They're with the Rhythm Rockets. It's a seven-piece band that performs old-school swing jazz, rhyme, and blues. If none of you are good at math, there's only three of them. So before you start counting, and what I'm really happy about is that they're here. And, Nicole, I was going to wear that same top. Thankfully, I didn't.
In silver, right?
So I didn't wear it because I didn't want to clash. So good. It's all you today. So they'll be playing some music for us today, and then we'll talk about some of the places that they'll be playing coming up soon. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Before we start the show, did all of you follow the story this week? Just hold on, Sam. About the Nordstrom's is selling these jeans for $425. Did you see the picture? It's a picture of these blue jeans that look like they got, like someone tied them to the back of a horse and then dragged them through the mud and said, put these on. And so, you know, it made the media during the week. And I was looking at this going, you know what? For the men and the women that are out there swinging the hammers and doing all the hard work, what the heck is going on? It's kind of an insult. You got $425. And so I started thinking, and I said this to Lindsay, I spent a lot of years doing this, and I worked all week for my jeans to look like that, and I didn't make $425. You know what I mean? So, Sam, what I did is I brought, and the people at Fox Home Center helped me, I brought a pair of my jeans so that you could see them as to, can you turn them to right
those
there?
Those are hip.
Right. Those our work jeans. The little stand-up was made by Fox Home Center this morning. And so the every stain on those pants was earned, okay? You know what we should do? We should raffle them off for Misericordia. Who wants to ruin my pants? Is that a good idea? Who? Raise your hand if you want to win my pants.
Okay,
well, maybe not. Nobody raised their hand.
There was a woman in the back that put her hand up and then pulled it right down.
She's like, that's kind of creepy.
Good instincts.
Right, right. Those are actually a pair of the Duluth jeans. You know the Duluth, you see all those
trading
commercials,
company,
right?
Yeah.
Trading company. I love these jeans. Look at the paint. This, I can look at the stains and tell you exactly what it is. Where the paint came from. This, I was painting the basement floor. That's what the color of our basement floor is right there. Some of the other ones, drywall and paint stuff. So for Nordstrom's, that's what a working man's pair of jeans look like.
You're so ahead of
Who
your time.
Who wants them for $10? Anybody? No. Okay. Anyway. Thanks, Sam.
I'm going to leave them there.
Yeah, actually. you can just do your whole radio show through the pants right there. So I just wanted to make that point, and we'll post that up on Facebook so maybe the people at Nordstrom's will call me. I could do my own design. We could do Mr. Fix-It clothing.
How did I know you were going to go
Oh,
there?
My gosh. I just came up with the whole thing. All right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Let's get started here. Let's see if I can do this myself. I'm going to go, and I'm going to talk to Tom, who's in. Wait, what did I do? Right there? There? Oh, hold on. Hold it. I almost had it. Missed it by that much. Tom in Westmont, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Got a question for you.
How can I help you, sir?
I'm looking to find an SPD receptacles for, like, behind the refrigerator, washer, and dryer. I read an article in a magazine about them, and it's a good protection for low money for your refrigerator, things like that. I can't find them. I've Googled them. I've checked hardware stores, Home Depot, Ace. I can't find them.
Are you talking about ground fault outlets or recessed outlets?
Well, it would be a ground fault, I believe. It's called an SPD receptacle.
And it's right. You need to go to an electrical supply house to find that. The hardware stores, that's kind of a specialty item, and essentially it's an arcing protection outlet, receptacle rather, that you can place on devices like that. I mean, it's a nice safety feature, there's no question about it, but I think that, if you're protected, if your breakers are standard type of modern breakers and the receptacles are in decent shape, I don't necessarily know that you need it, but I know for some people they like that extra bit of security. And if that's something you want to do, you should be able to find it at an electrical supply house for sure. Tom, thanks so much for the phone call. Let's get another call. Really? You want me to take another break?
Yeah.
No, let me take one more call. I want to talk to AJ in Tinley Park because he's down here on the south side. AJ, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yes, I am. Good morning. I have a question about black residue that shows up on cement. I have some on my sidewalk, I have some on my windowsills, and I can't figure out how to get that cleaned off.
Two things to try. If you want immediate results, you're going to use a product called Concrobium Mold Eraser, which I love. It is a bottle that looks like a giant vitamin bottle that you'd get at Costco, that you could put a kid in. And you mix that with a gallon of hot water. You let it percolate inside the bucket for about 10 minutes. You mop it on, and it will eat away all the stains. If you want to treat it on a long term, use Wet and Forget. That's another product I love. It's in a blue bottle. You mix that. It's like one part Wet and Forget, five parts water. You spray it with a pump sprayer, and within 30 days, all that stuff will be gone. And if you spray it one more time, you won't have to touch it for the rest of the year. It's organic material that is on top of the concrete, and that's what you're seeing. It's amazing stuff. And if you put it down now, you'll get results, and it'll look great. So try that out, and you should be fine. Thanks so much for the phone call. All right, it is 7:20 in the morning. We are live at Fox Home Center. Everybody's waking up. They have coffee and food, and I think, is the Tiki Bar open? Do you guys want to play some music and let us go? Here we go. This is our musical guest today, the Rhythm Rockets. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
So we can't say her name, Alexa, but it's a famous one you might have right at home.
Billy Joel's daughter.
Mm-hmm, that name. She's revolutionizing how you get your information.
Famous gymnast from Iceland.
Really? Well, when Alexa...
Legendary German actor.
Oh, yeah? She must be very good.
He.
When Alexa listens to you, connect with Chicago's very own using three simple words.
Former history professor.
No, three words that go like this.
Play WGN Radio.
Alexa, she'll listen to you when you want to listen to us.
For the highest quality, most effective natural and organic products for your lawn and garden, go with Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Do you know that when I was flying back from, I was in Florida this week. I know I'm in the middle of a commercial. But I'm on the airplane, and I came up with the idea of bringing my pants to this remote. This is how I think about you people. And so I had this funny idea that I thought was really funny. It wasn't as funny as I thought, but it was funny to me, and I think it's because I was so tired. And I thought, I'm going to bring my you're just nodding. I'm going to bring my pants to the remote because I'm going to show people what a working man's pants really look like. And I was giggling to myself on the airplane coming back, right? So then, you know, when you're married to someone for a long time, they're really good at, like, putting you in your place. And I told my wife this idea. And she goes, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. And it's, I should have listened to her. And then I had the guys at Fox Home Center because I thought, oh, I don't want to let them in on the joke. I said, hey, I'm going to need you guys to make me something in the morning. And they were all excited. Like, there were emails flying around. I thought that they thought they were going to have to build, like, a room addition or something. And I go, no, I just need the pants to be able to stand up. We're going to have to take a picture. This joke is not done. We got to get more mileage out of this joke. Welcome back to Fox Home Center live broadcast in Alsip, sponsored by Toto, Wilson Art, Quartz, and Frankie Sinks. 312-981-7200. Are you people all good? You're all good? You're all sitting? Problem is you get up early and then you sit back down and then you're like, oh, I'm so tired.
How about you give this Frankie faucet away right now while we're
I have a premium pulled down chrome kitchen faucet. Wait, I need a new faucet.
Not for you. You're not eligible.
Okay. Sam, will you pull out a, will you shake that up?
Shake
and will
it
you
up.
Pull out, shake it up. This is from Frankie, which is a fine name in sinks and faucets. This is a premium pulled down chrome kitchen faucet. Okay, Sam, you got it. Pull one out, read a number.
877-1163.
It's like a bingo game. Anyone? It's like a church. It's like a church function. All right, 312. When read that number one more time, we'll see who wins, and then we'll go to 312-981-7200, which is our phone number.
877-1163.
All right, if you're the winner, let us know, and we'll tell you. But right now, you know who's the winner? Jerry, who's in South Bend. Jerry, you're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. I have a nice little question for you, a roof question. I'm getting two estimates, and I have can vents on the house now. And one of the estimates okay. wants to put a ridge vent. They want to cut the ridge and put in a ridge vent and eliminate the cans. Is there an advantage to that?
That roof that you have, do you have a long ridge? In other words, is it a ranch style home? Do you have at least, you know, 10 feet, 12 feet of ridge that they're going to put that vent on?
Yes.
Yeah. So I like the ridge vents. I think aesthetically it looks nicer. You don't have the mushroom vents sticking out of there. The advantage is visual. The venting itself is comparable to the mushroom vents. It's actually, one would argue, more consistent because it's right at the peak of the roof. And, you know, the way that heat rises inside of a roof and it works, it's based on, you know, when you hear Tom Skilling talk about barometric pressure, and none of us know what that is, it pushes on the outside, it comes into the vents underneath, and it gets in that attic and pushes right out of the top. Well, now with that ridge completely open, all of that can evacuate out of there. Now, I'm also a fan, and I really do think of this as a kind of a must-have. If you're doing a new roof, you should be putting an exhaust fan up there as well, an attic fan, and have that on the thermostat on those hot days. I assume, Jerry, this is an unfinished attic?
It is an unfinished attic, but it's insulated to the hilt. The home is 18 years old. And I've had no problems with anything.
Right. That's great. Well, then, if you've had no problems with it, I mean, if it's something to consider, there's no such thing as too much insulation or too much ventilation in an attic space. And so I'm a big fan of the fans. And if that's something that's within your budget to do, I would definitely consider it because I think you will benefit from it. Absolutely, no question. Thanks so much for the phone call. We're broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Alsip, sponsored by Therma-True Doors and ET2 Lighting. Welcome back. It is 7:38 in the morning. The music you hear is from our friends at Rhythm Rockets. You can see them with their full band. Like I said, these three people are in trouble. That's why they're working today. Saturday, May 6th at 10 p.m. at Nick's Beer Garden, 1516 North Milwaukee Avenue. And Friday and Saturday, May 19th and 20th from 7 to 11 at Pete Miller's at 1557 Sherman Avenue in Evanston. If you want more information on the Rhythm Rockets, you can go to their website, therhythmrockets.com. Are all seven of you pictured on the website, not just the three of you? Right? Good. Very nice. Well, thank you for coming this morning. It's very nice of you. As you can see, they work in the evenings, and so having them come at 6 in the morning is not something they're used to doing. So it's funny. That one guy, he's got like three eyes. Did you see the one third eye he's got going this morning? Don't worry. It'll come over in a little bit. You're fine. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfred in here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, pretty soon actually, our Noodaloo 2 is something really cool for you people that have hairy dogs that leave hair all over the place. Who has a hairy dog that leaves stuff all over the place? Oh, yeah. There's a lot more of you that wanted my than wanted my pants. Then also we're going to talk with the folks from Trex. If you're building a deck and you want to use a really awesome product, we'll talk about the line of composite material that Trex makes that the folks here at Fox Home Center have been selling for years. 312-981. Oh, you know what today is? I saw a where's that Candy Day guy? I saw a Candy Day guy. Today and tomorrow, or yesterday and today, is Candy Days for Misericordia. So there are literally thousands of volunteers who are on street corners, myself included. Later on this afternoon, Max and I are going to be up on the north side collecting any spare change that you have.
I got a red sticker yesterday.
Did you? Very nice. Very nice. It is a huge fundraiser for Misericordia. It means a lot. You know, one of the things I mentioned, I was on Steve Cochran's show yesterday. The lack of state budget here in Illinois affects a lot of places, but in particular places that do good because they depend on state funding to help take care of the people that the state can't. And that funding doesn't exist. And so Misericordia and a lot of other fine organizations have to resort to the individual generosity of people like you. So as you're driving around and you see those volunteers, first of all, be careful. And if you have any spare change, you know, like an extra 20 in your wallet, just throw it inside that can. You'll feel good. And the folks at Jelly Bellies, which is a great organization and company here in the Chicagoland area, has been part of the Misericordia Candy Days for years. You get some awesome jelly beans. Can I tell you, though, I like my jelly beans sweet. Mm-hmm. And every now and then with those mixed pack, you get one that tastes like popcorn.
That's my favorite kind.
Right, but after you just had something that tastes like a berry, and then you pop the popcorn
sweet
in your
and
mouth?
Salty, that's like the thing.
I'm not pregnant. Anyway, it's awesome. So please be generous today. Candy Days happening all around Chicagoland. My thanks to all the volunteers and all who are generous. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. 312-981-7200. This is Hank, who's in Wilmette. Hank, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning to you too, Lou. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Well, I've got a flagpole and the rope broke, and I can't raise the flags on the because the rope is broke. I can't find anybody that wants to come out and replace it. So, do you have any ideas who I might get?
It's a solid pole.
Yes, it is a 20-foot pole. Correct.
Oh boy. And there's no way for you, and there's no, in other words, there's no way to take it apart to bring it down. It sticks in the ground and goes up 20 feet.
No, there's not.
Well, we need somebody that has a 16-foot step ladder, which they exist.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to find.
Well, you're going to need typically a painting contractor, somebody have it. But you know who I would... I think I would contact that may be able to help you with this that I think is kind of a goodwill gesture? Where do you live, Hank? In Wilmette?
Yes, I live in Wilmette, correct.
Go walk down to the firehouse and ask them if they'll do you that favor. And while you're at it, contact the local paper to make sure they know they're coming because it's a great little thing that if they could come out and help you, and just take if you go buy the rope and say, look, I got the rope. Could you guys come by with one of your ladders and just feed the rope through my pole for me so I could hang Old Glory once again?
Okay. I'll try
that. If I was the chief of the fire department, Hank, I'd send the guys.
Okay. I don't live too far away from the fire department. I'll try that. So.
Even better. And let me ask you this. Can you bake at all, Hank? Do you bake anything? Are you a cooker?
Oh, yeah. I'm great at that. Yes, I am. Yes.
Well, then maybe some cookies or cupcakes when they come over. You know, I've never been a fireman, but I don't think they say no to free food.
That's no problem. I've been a policeman for 35 years, so I know all about donuts and stuff, too.
All right, good luck. I'd give it a try, and I bet they'll come out and help you out. I appreciate it. All right, let's talk to, Bill, who is on the line. Hey, Bill, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Lou. A couple easy ones for you. Yesterday I was watching Channel 9 News, and I missed the product details, but you mentioned a kitchen countertop restoring product, and I missed who it was made by and what it is, and also what it might work on.
Rejuvenate. By Rejuvenate, and it is a countertop shine restorer that's designed to be used on synthetics and laminate countertops to take care of small scratches and bring the shine back to your countertop. It won't last forever, but it will make your countertops look a lot better.
That's what I have. I have a product called Avanite. It's probably about 16, 17 years old. And it's a synthetic, and it looks great, but it's little dull and a lot of surface scratches. So I think
you'll be amazed at the results when you put this stuff down. Yep.
I will check that. One more quick one for you, easy one. Can you recommend a good garden hose that will last more than one season? It's my biggest problem in the world. I get them out every year, and they leak. And I put new gaskets in everything; they leak where the coupling is. Doesn't matter if I buy cheap ones, good ones, they leak. So do you have a recommendation?
So you want to buy hoses that say they have Flexigen hosing in it, okay? And so Flexigen is a type of weave in the hose that actually brings it strength. And then you want to make sure that the fittings are all brass.
Okay.
And you're going to spend a little bit of money on this. Now the other way to go when you look at commercial hoses, they're made out of rubber. They're all rubber. And so when you look at those, they're heavy, okay? And but they last. They're super durable. So you got to drag them around, but either that Flexigen technology or an all rubber commercial hose, you're going to get years and years out of it. And you know the pocket hoses or the – how many of you have those hoses that shrink up? And how many have you bought? You one for what? For your camper. Okay, so you don't use it that much. Did you buy one, sir? How many do you have? You're on your second one. Yeah. They don't – how many do you have? You bought one. And then you stop buying them. Yeah. They sell like crazy. Yeah, right. They're not long enough. Well, they do make a 75-foot one. You can buy that one, and they'll break, too. They sell like crazy, but people just keep bringing them back. And so now there's a new company. I think I sent you the email on this, Lindsay. There's a new company that has a version of it. It's not a shrinkable hose, but it's that type of easy-to-coil hose that's stainless steel on the outside. So it doesn't shrink up like one of those pocket hoses, but it's a little bit – it's like, remember years ago when everything was about the flat hose? Everybody wanted a flat hose? That thing was garbage, too. So buy a good hose. Spend the money on a good hose. It's like when you're hiring a band. You want to hire a good band, right? Not a cheap band, right? Not some kid with a kazoo. You want the Rhythm Rockets. All right, we're live here at Fox Home Center in Alsip. Our broadcast is being brought to you today by our friends at Toto, Wilson Art Quartz, and Frankie. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back. We are broadcasting live from Fox Home Center. Today's broadcast is sponsored by Therma-Tru Doors and ET2 Lighting. It's time now for our Noodaloo 2, isn't it? Mm-hmm. All right, this is a product that... who raised their hand that said they wanted my pants? I mean, who had a dog that sheds? Nobody raises their hands. Nobody wants my pants. They're clean. I mean, they're washed. Okay, maybe I need to give the size? No?
I don't know what to say here.
I don't know. All right, never mind. It's a new thing. Okay, so if you have a dog that sheds, you know that the hair is everywhere, and you can never get it off of all the stuff. You try everything. You don't know what to do. Take a listen to this Noodaloo 2.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time.
Meet Hamilton, a chubby puggle who brought puppy love and laughter into our lives 6 years ago. With all that love and laughter, he also brought more dog hair than I have ever seen in my life. As many of you dog owners know, a shedding dog is tough to keep up with. There are so many anti-shed, anti-fur products on the market right now, so when this week's New to Lou 2 was sent to us, I have to admit I put it on the back burner. But this week I was so fed up with my hairy car that I bust this thing out, and I liked it. And then I read the backstory, and we think you are going to like it too. Fur Fighters has been created and developed by American firefighters, going from fighting fire to fighting, that's right, fur. Jim Rymashitis out of Warren, Rhode Island, has been a firefighter for 30 years, also proud papa to one dog, four cats, and a rabbit. All big shedders. So he took it upon himself to take action and come up with this heavy-duty suede material that works by simply swiping over a target area, gathering the hair as you go, bringing it all to an edge or to a pile, pick it up, dispose of it, and that's it. You just slap the product a few times to remove any residual hair left behind and repeat as necessary. You can also use these things on pets themselves directly. Fur Fighters products are washable, reusable, biodegradable, recyclable, durable, and 100% made in Southern New England, aka made in America. They offer Fur Fighter gloves, pocket Fur Fighters, and a furniture brush, all ranging from about $10 to $25, and all of which can be found on furfighters.com or check them out on Amazon. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
You know what this, see this looks like a big spatula? So this is the, so it looks like a big, it looks like a big spatula. It's like a suede material on the back. This is like the same thing when I used to be a welder. It's like my welding gloves. Here, take that and just touch that end of that. Take the whole thing. Right? You feel that? Go ahead. You can pass it around. And then the gloves are the same thing. Pass those around. Don't steal them. Look at you with your Bears jersey. Good girl. I like that. So anyway, that's like a suede material that you would use really good work gloves. And I bet he was sitting on the couch one day, and he just got done welding. I don't know that. But and all of a sudden, his big, huge dog had hair everywhere, and he touching it, and it invented it. I love the Fur Fighters. This little pocket one to keep in the car. Right? On your it's so smart. How much is it?
Well, to keep in the car or like, yeah, well, that's good. Or your briefcase, like David would, my husband, who gets to the office sometimes and he's like, oh, I've got Hamilton hair all over me.
You could just. Oh, right. That's a great idea. And look, it's got a little thing you keep it on your keychain. What's that? If you have like super hairy dogs and cats, right? So anyway, it's a cool idea. And I love that a fireman made it. And I love that it's made in the USA. We'll put it up on our website. You can also go to their website, which is furfighters.com. That's great. That's awesome. How'd you find this guy?
I think they emailed you.
I love it. That's awesome. All the way from Rhode Island. And if you have a cat, cats shed like crazy, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Why would you have a cat? Anyway, our Noodaloo 2 is sponsored by Dave Thompson's Organic Healthy Grow Fertilizers. So thank you for sponsoring that, and this is an awesome product, and this would be a really good thing to have for hairy dogs. But the thing is, you know how many our two dogs that we have, you know how much they shed? They don't. How many of you had non-shedding dogs? Is it the greatest thing ever? Right? Why would you have a dog that sheds? I don't even get it. That's it. Take them out back and tell your kids they went to the farm.
You what? Are...
That's I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Who wants my pants?
Nobody.
I'm changed. Nobody. Throw them. Throw them back. Sam, put the pants on. No, I'm kidding. 312-981-7200. I'm going to get such a talking to by my wife when I get home. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Here's Ken in Prospect Heights. Ken, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. We could do a three-hour show on just the projects I have on the house today. So.
All right. I'm here till 10.
All right. I'm acting as a general contractor on my project, and we're putting an addition on. One of the things we're doing is we're installing a brand new driveway. Our current driveway goes out to a side street. It does not go out to our address street. So we are going to excavate, put a brand new driveway in, a new culvert. And I've gotten four estimates, and there's a $10,000 difference between the cheapest one and the most expensive one.
And I'm going to stop you. Wait, Ken, let me stop you for a second. So you're, in other words, the current driveway, you're going to relocate the driveway to go to your street with the address.
That is correct.
Okay, keep going.
Our current driveway goes out on a side street, and every delivery, every pizza man, everyone drives by our house. And there's we want people to pull into the front of our house.
And the man wants his pizza. He wants the pizza to come when it's supposed to get there.
Yeah, I got to stand out there and wave the guy down half the time because they drive right by.
How is it that you've been able to survive like this? I don't even know.
Believe me, I can afford to lose a few pounds, so it's good.
So it's good if the pizza guy misses the house. All right, whatever, I'll have a salad.
So I'm just really confused. You know, I've talked with them, and I've done a lot of studying on it, and I've learned about the compaction, and some guys are proposing 8 inches of stone. Other guys are proposing 6 inches of stone. Other guys are proposing 3 inches of blacktop down to 2.5 compressed. Some guys are 2.5 down to 2 inches compressed. I don't know what is right or wrong, and it's a big dollar difference.
All right. What kind of finished product do we want? Are we going with asphalt or concrete or pavers?
It is asphalt, and one of the things that my wife wants, because you always say happy wife, happy life.
Does anybody disagree with me here? Nobody.
But I can't believe I'm talking about a driveway when I talk about happy wife, happy life. So she wants the ribbons of the driveway. She wants them stamped to look like pavers, which is an application only a couple of guys that have been out do. And I'm just wondering, is there a rule of thumb per square foot? We're talking about a 135-foot driveway. And I'm confused. I don't know what to do. I'm priced.
Okay. So here's my recipe for an asphalt driveway. In particular, because it's a new, you know, it's an area that has never received any driveway before. You're going to go over existing, you know, lawn or whatever it is there. You want 6 inches of compacted stone, okay? And this asphalt is all about that stone. It has nothing to do with what goes over the top. If that stone's not right and it's not put down correctly and it's not compacted correctly and the earth underneath there is not solid, whatever you put on the top doesn't matter because it's going to change. So I want 6 inches of compacted stone with like a big old roller, not some guy on a walk behind compactor. It's got to be a big old roller with a lot of weight. Then I want 3 inches of compacted asphalt. And then as far as the ribbon that your wife wants for the application, I mean, all that is they have a stencil that's made out of cable, and they put that underneath the roller as the last application to kind of give that stamp while it's nice and hot. Easy to do, no big deal. Shouldn't really cost a ton more on the application. But if you look for 6 inches of compacted stone, 3 inches of compacted asphalt, you should have a nice, happy driveway.
Okay, so 8 inches is overkill.
Overkill. I mean, unless you drive a semi.
Yeah. Okay. I just don't get.
You don't drive a semi. You don't drive a semi.
How can the highest guy be $10,000 more than the next guy?
Because he doesn't want the job. Right. I mean, let me tell you something. You're acting as a general contractor, okay? And I'm going to tell you the first rule in general contracting. This is for anybody. General contracting is all about who waits, okay? General contracting, all these subcontractors, they're all so busy that they're only interested in doing work with the people they know and trust and pay on time. And so this guy doesn't want anything to do with your business. He's like, I don't want to do this job. I'm going to throw $10,000. And if the guy says yes, then I'll do it. And so when I was in contracting business and I was super busy and people would literally be begging me to bid on a project, we would go and say, I just can't do this job. No, I really need you to give us a bid. And so you'd look at it. Maybe you didn't spend as much time on the numbers, and then you would just pad the numbers because you're like, all right, I'm not quite sure of this. I'm going to throw another $2,000 on this and this and that. And all of a sudden, you're $6,000-$7,000 higher than everybody else, and you put it out there, and you're thinking, there's no way I'm going to get this job. And you know what happens? They call up and say, you got the job. Now I'm working 7 days a week. So he doesn't want the job. That's why. And that's why he's throwing the high number at you. 6 inches compacted stone, 3 inches of compacted asphalt. Make sure it's a reputable guy. Get references from the Yahoo and ask him to tell you about a driveway he did 5 years ago and go look at that one, not the one he just did 6 months ago.
Just after 8, and you're listening to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show, broadcasting live till 10 here at Fox Home Center in Alsip, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Our live broadcast is being brought to you by Trex and MSI Premium Quartz here. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Fox Home Center, by Chevy Drive Chicago, and by Rogers Roofing. Oh, you're getting my 70s jams. You know, we have the anybody got the Alexa, the Echo Alexa thing? Anybody? Really?
I do.
No? I'm telling you, you got to get this. It's like your new little best friend.
Literally.
It's like a best friend. It's like you're cheating on your wife, and it's not. You're not going to get in trouble. It's a little bitty thing like a hockey puck, and you can talk to her, and you can ask her things like play WGN, or you can ask her to tell you a joke, or you can ask her to flip a coin, like if
or
you're
you can
doing
play Jeopardy every day.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Or you can tell her, like I tell her, I say, play 70s playlist, and because it's hooked up to your Amazon Prime account. So how many of you have Amazon Prime? Yeah, right. So you're already paying for it, and you can connect it to your Alexa for free. It's $50, and it plays all this great music. Or you want to do music from the 40s or whatever, it's really something else. I really like it. So anyway, I like that music.
The dot is 50.
The dot is 50. The bigger one with the speaker.
The Echo is, I think, a little more. A
little bit more. Right. Something like that. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. If any of you have a question, too, let us know. We have a microphone we can pass around. And do I want to thank some people today that are already providing?
Well,
I mean,
we definitely want to thank Weber Bakery for providing your awesome birthday cake.
That's so nice. It's like a giant cake. It's as big as a Buick.
It is.
Yeah.
It's really,
really
pretty,
nice.
And I'm sure it's yummy, too. But happy birthday to you. It's
thank
your birthday
you. They
on
sang,
Thursday.
They sang, is it Thursday?
It is.
They sang happy birthday to me during the break, so that was very nice of you people, and I got a little happy birthday hat and a giant cake. Thank you very much. And then who's the, providing the food? Gravy?
Didi Sirocco with gravy, yes.
Oh, you're good. So have you all had breakfast this morning? Is it good? And I haven't been over there, but is that tiki bar open? What are they pouring over there? What is there? Is that a mimosa? You know what's funny about that mimosa? I don't have one. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Can I just make a request about the mimosa, the glass that he's drinking out of? It's a little too small. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I'm Lou Manfredini. I don't have a mimosa. Neither does Karen, who's in Oak Lawn. Hi, Karen. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. I am replacing a 30-year-old cedar deck. So the decking is all going to be pulled up. And the deck goes around the pool, but then there's also a large, like, dining area. So we're talking about maybe 800 okay. square feet.
Wow.
I would like to know, yeah, it's big. What would be the best product to put on the deck once it's installed? I want it to look, retain the natural cedar look, but maybe just a hint of color. Kind of like hardwood flooring outside is the look I'm going for.
Okay. And the framing of the decking that you have around the pool and the large area, that's going to stay, right? We're going to take up the decking and we're going to just put down new deck boards.
Correct. I'm removing all the railings and it's just going to be open.
Right.
One, and it's only one step up off the ground.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I have to tell you, while I'm a huge wood fan, right? I do love a natural wood deck, whether it's made out of cedar or redwood. There is a little bit of maintenance that goes with that. But when you start to talk about pool and large areas like that, I really do think you need to look at some synthetics. And, you know, a little bit later on this morning, we're going to talk to the people from Trex. And, you know, Trex is probably like they are the originator of synthetic decking. And, you know, that product has evolved over the years, and kind of their real kind of premium super-duper product is their Transcends line. I just featured it on the Today Show because we had gotten a question from somebody about it, and it's beautiful stuff. And it's low. I'm sorry?
It's very expensive. It's a lot pricier than the wood.
Well, when you go and put cedar down or redwood, if that's what you're looking for, the cost increase is not as expensive as you think. Yes, it is more, but when you think about the overall length of time and the overall upkeep of the product long term, it actually saves you money. And the fact when you talk about pool and running around with bare feet and stuff, you know, there's no splintering, there's no checking, there's no nothing with that product. And then there's other synthetics as well. TimberTech is another line. AZEK, which is a PVC line, that's something to consider as well. It really all depends on how much, Karen, you want to spend, because, you know, in a big project like that, you know, if you go with, say, a Trex product that would maybe cost you, you know, it could be 20 to 25% more overall to put this down, but essentially you're done. You just keep it clean. You have no worries of splintering, and you're done. It's going to look really nice. So I definitely would at least give it a look. You're in Oak Lawn. You're not too far from Alsip here. If you come up and see the folks at Fox, they can certainly give you an estimate on both, because they do wood and the synthetics, and you can compare them as well. Thanks so much for the phone call. Let's talk to Chris, who's in Wheaton. Chris, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi.
Chris. Chris.
Hello, how are you? Well,
I'm all right. You're all right. Go ahead.
My daughter lives in Alton, Illinois, in a fairly old house. And she's got a problem with wood beads that are boring into the framework of an overhang she has over her deck. And they come back every year, and of course they're very bothersome. Is there a way to get rid of them or to avoid them coming back?
There are, well, okay, so whenever I give these methods, people yell at me because I say I shouldn't be killing the bees, but they're not honeybees, they're wood bees, but they do help pollinate stuff. So not that I'm advocating this whatsoever, because I love the bees and I love the honey, but there are foaming bee and hornet sprays that you can use in the areas where they're burrowing. There's also a product that's sort of the beekeepers, or not beekeepers, the friend of the exterminators, a product called boric acid. And if you were to sprinkle that powder over the areas where the bees come in and out, they're going to go through that, and when they get back to the queen and, you know, say, hey, look what I found, it eliminates them all. And they should relocate eventually when they're just not going to want to get into that area. So those are two methods to do that. Another thing is, certainly, you know, that there's these puffers in bee powder, which is a version of boric acid that you can use. And if you want to try and get rid of them naturally, well, then people that keep bees use a smoker. They actually create smoke, like when you go to church, you know, with the incense, and they smoke that area out, and then they just get agitated and they leave. And if you keep doing that, then you're just really relocating them, other than killing them. So a couple of options for you to do that. Oh, we're gonna do an on-air giveaway here at Fox Home Center in Alsip. Wow, this is a good one. Are you sure I can't keep this myself? This is from our friends at Dykstra Home Services, heating and air conditioning, celebrating over 90 years of service. It's a Sensi Wi-Fi programmable thermostat. This thing costs a fortune.
Ready?
Ready? I win!
877-1150. We'll find the winner. You take a break, Lou.
This is the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. We're live at Fox Home Center. Is that on or off? Now it's on. Here we go. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Welcome back. We're broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Alsip, sponsored by Toto, Wilson Art Quartz, and Frankie. Those are the beautiful sounds of the Rhythm Rockets, as we mentioned. That was, what, are you raising your hand? We're going to take this lady right here. Hi.
Do I need
to talk to the microphone. Okay. Yeah, hi, what's your name? Where
Good
are you from?
Good morning, my name is Janine, and I'm from Oak Lawn.
Wait, your name is what?
Janine.
Janine?
Yeah, should have been a boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that what it was? Like, your parents were so mad that they were to say, should have been a boy?
Named me after Grandpa.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
I like that. Does everybody say, when you say their name, like they want to call you Janine?
Janine, yeah. Yeah.
What do your friends call you? Johnny?
John. John.
That's
Johnny.
Cool. Johnny. I like that.
Thank you.
All right. Sorry, we're out of time.
I know you've answered this question a million times.
Okay, here's a million and one.
Look, she brought you a present,
I
too.
Did. I like that.
And I had to bring it. You've answered it a million times, but I want you to see it.
What's the question?
What? I cannot get rid of the dull fish.
What's the answer? Anybody?
I tried Rejuvenate.
No. No. What's
get
the answer?
Resanded.
What is it? The answer is new cabinets from Fox Home Center. Right. No. Good one. That's good. You're good. Howard's Restore a Finish.
Okay.
And Quadruple Zero Steel Wool. You take the more zeros, the finer the wool. They probably have it here. And you take the knobs off. You put it in a bowl. You wear some rubber gloves. You rinse it out. You go with the grain. It's going to be like you're going to get a facial.
Can I just do it where the scum, where it's the finish has come off?
No, were you not listening, Johnny? Come on.
And I'm a teacher.
Yeah, right. See, same old thing. You guys talk a big game about the kids. The thing is, if you do it just there, you'll end up just taking that finish off, and then it won't blend with the rest. It's a light pressure over the top. Then you take a rag, and clean rag, and wipe it off. They're going to look beautiful.
Howard's
Restore a Finish in the neutral finish.
Neutral finish.
Quadruple zero steel wool.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You, Johnny. Thank you. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Welcome back. Is that on? That's on. All right. We're broadcasting live from Fox Home Center. Our broadcast is sponsored today by Trex and MSI Premium Quartz. The music you hear is from three of the seven of the Rhythm Rockets who got in trouble. They're in detention. They had to come this morning, but thank you for coming. They're joining us this morning and giving us some music and entertainment for our crowd. They're going to be at Nick's Beer Garden on Saturday, May 6th. And they're going to be up at Pete Miller's Steakhouse on the 19th and 20th of May. Joining me up on stage here at Fox Home Center is Neb Jovanovic. Huh?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Spot on. Right. Ned has been with Trex for quite a long time. And what are you? You're the sales manager, Neb.
Regional sales manager.
And it's not Ned, it's Neb. So we're all about different kinds of names today. Don't judge. What does Neb stand for?
Nebosha.
Wow. Irish guy.
No. Okay. I'll go with it.
Joke, Neb. Now, you and I have met in the past. We've chatted. We've known each other for a long time. How long have you been with Trex?
16 years.
And take me back in the Wayback Machine, Mr. Whipple. And 16 years ago, when you started at Trex, what was available?
Three colors. No grain, no railing, barely any other offering other than some square deck boards.
And there weren't a lot of people in that space, right, as far as competition.
Correct. We were pretty much the 100% market share.
Right. I've told this story in the past, but when I was a home builder back in the 80s, when Trex first came out, it initially was owned by Mobil.
Correct.
They developed the product, and I was just having this conversation with somebody before. We were one of the first builders, Mike and I, that used Trex decking. It's got to be 1989, maybe 1990, you know, maybe 91. And back then it was like the Model T. You could get it in any color as long as it was gray. And it was only a deck board.
Correct.
And we had never seen anything like it before. There were no hidden fasteners. There was no nothing. The whole thing that Mobil was talking about was, oh, you can cut it and you can shape it and you can do whatever, just like wood, you know, and it's not going to be damaged and it's going to be great. And back then, they were touting it as maintenance-free. You don't have to do anything. And I think that all of these companies, Trex included, learned that, you know, when you set people's expectations, you got to make sure they understand you got to keep the thing clean and whatnot. But the point is, this product has evolved. And talk a little bit about what's available now.
Yeah, it's gone. Thank you, Lou, for having me on today. Appreciate that. We have completely reinvented our company. There is not a single product that exists that did 6 years ago. And we learned, to Lou's point, It was a composite that required some maintenance, some occasional cleaning, et cetera. But if you drop some grease on it, it could stain. You know, if you dragged a chair across it, it could leave a scratch. We had to improve the product quality. It had to get better, and we had to deliver on the expectation that a consumer had that they would be able to purchase this product and enjoy it and not have to work on it other than an occasional cleaning. And now the product is warrantied not to fade or stain.
And part of that was kind of an evolution of the actual manufacturing process, right? What is at the core of Trex has some resemblance to what it was originally, but now you've got this like super duper wrap that's around it, right? And yeah. Talk about that.
Yeah, that, to your point, the core has never changed. We've always been a 50% recycled product, 50% wood, 50% plastic. A recycled company. That has not changed. So the core has always done its job, but at around 2010, we launched a category called Transcend and revolutionized the industry. We added this protective shell to the three sides of the product, which enabled it to now be fade and stain resistant, 25-year, and then also be very resistant to scratching and mold.
And so on the manufacturing side of this, is that something that is like fused or bonded to the core?
Absolutely. And think about a Play-Doh machine, and as the material comes out, the core, that shell is fused to the core. You cannot take this apart. I like to use a kind of an analogy of a turtle shell. You can't take a turtle shell off of it without taking the turtle with it. It's bonded together.
Right. And one of the things, right, with this Transcends line is that, and I think I'm correct about this, but it's set up to use hidden fasteners, right? The whole idea about maintaining the integrity of the product is I don't want to drill through this thing, right? Because I want to, that shell, like to use your tortoise example, is really where all the strength comes. And so these hidden fasteners with the groove on the side, not only aesthetically is it beautiful, but it helps to maintain the performance of the product.
Absolutely. That is where the industry, where this didn't exist back in 2009, 2010, it is completely flipped over, where at least 90% of the deck boards that are sold out there have this groove. The consumer just prefers that. Why look at hundreds of screw heads across the surface of this beautiful tropical deep grain product? And it's very simple to install. The screws are already loaded into the clips, so right. We made it easy.
And what about when you talk about the installation is easy, talk about like how many different colors are available. And now we talk about the Transcends, but there are different levels of Trex products available too. It's not just Transcends.
Correct.
Transcends is your Cadillac of the line,
yes,
correct?
Sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, three categories. We've got a good, better, and best. There's an entry level of select decking. We've got a middle tier, enhanced decking, and Transcend is the best category for us, totaling 18 different colors. But we do have that promise of that 25-year fade and stain warranty, 25-year overall product warranty on all of the decking lines. Just boils down to colors, grain patterns, price points. There's different looks, just because consumers have different preferences.
When it comes to building a deck, talk a little bit about the actual construction of it. There's a little bit that goes into designing a deck that's going to be used Trex, because it does have some requirements as to how it gets built, correct?
Correct. And that's one of the resources and one of our strengths, is that this is not a simple process. Building decks today are dramatically more complicated, larger, more involved. So one of our resources on our website is deck design software, so people can even look to see what the layout would look like. YouTube videos, installation instructions. So if you want to tackle it yourself, we're going to arm you with all the right information to be able to do that on your own. And then if you're not comfortable with that, we've got a network of contractors on our website that you can contact that will happily come out there and be able to do it for you.
You know, where you hit the pavement on this obviously is cost. The line is more expensive than wood. I mean, certainly, you know, it's substantially more expensive than just a basic treated piece of decking, mm-hmm. But it's only. Maybe marginal is not the right word, but if you get into a cedar or redwood deck, which I love, I really do, you're right around there. You're a little bit more, but there's some benefits to the synthetics as far as maintenance goes, right?
Correct. It's a value proposition. You just look at it as after 5 to 6 years, your average maintenance cost on a wood deck is going to catch up to that initial cost on buying a Trex deck. So you look at it as, how long will I be in my home? And if I'm going to remain here longer than 5 or more years, Why wouldn't you buy a product that's just going to be the last one that you're going to have to ever replace?
All right. Now, Neb, let's say that I'm on the south side. I don't know. I'm like in Alsip, and I'm looking for a place to buy Trex products. Where could I go?
I think Fox Lumber, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that funny? And we're here. That is amazing. Right here, I could buy a Trex deck?
Absolutely. They are one of our strongest.
Do they have all the colors?
They offer every single color. They've got several of our
right most here at 1150 South Cicero in Alsip. Oh, my God. How funny is that we are here, Neb is here, and we're talking about Trex decking, and they sell it here. It was like a convergence of the – it's like the Guardians of the Galaxy. A little Marvel thing there for you. That's awesome. Any new stuff coming down the line with Trex? Are they in the middle of creating something like a Lou decking? Throwing that out there, with my pants.
Oh, I can't tell you that, Lou.
Oh, all right.
You know?
All right.
No, we are. No, to be honest, we're the leader in the category, nearing 50% market share, and we're not just going to sit on our laurels. We're going to continue to innovate. We've already talked about a new decking line coming out in the near future, so you'll have to stay tuned and get me back on to tell you about that.
All right, fine. Here's Neb Jovanovic, who is the Midwest Regional Sales Manager with Trex Decking. If people are listening, want to learn more, where do they go?
Fox Lumber, if they're interested in buying a deck, and if you'd like to research more about Trex, trex.com.
It's 8:47 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show live from Fox Home Center in Alsip. We'll be right back. We're live at Fox Home Center in Alsip. Our broadcast is being brought to you by Trex and MSI Premium Quartz. We got a really nice crowd out here. Sam is here with us. Thanks, Sam, for coming 5 minutes from home.
Thanks for letting me out of the cage. Yeah, it's good.
And Lindsay also, and Ernie, who came yesterday.
Ernie!
Start setting up. Thank you. And Marlene and Rick are here. And the Romanos, who came to see us all the way from... I'm not going to tell people where you live, otherwise they'll stalk you. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Thank you so much for listening, and for those that came out, thanks to Fox Home Center and all the sponsors that provided all the goodies for everybody to come. This is Marie in Beach Park. Marie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. I've got a problem, and it's been a long-standing one, but we've been trying to find something to fix it. We have some Smith & Hawkins teak lawn furniture, which we love. We've got like 3 6-foot benches, some rockers, some chairs and end tables, a lot of furniture. So we store
this.
And
you spent a fortune on it.
Oh, yeah, but we love it, you know. And we store it in the garage the fall through the spring. And then each spring, we dread the cleaning process because the furniture develops spots and, like, discoloration. Now, we use, my husband even went to a boat place where they have teak floors on their boats and asked the fellow what they use to clean. And he says, well, we use water and a bleach combination and kind of use a
Wrong.
Light brush. And that's what he's been doing. So what can we do?
I think you need to have a big bonfire.
Oh, no.
Then I need you to go to Vernon Hills and go to buy the yard and buy all new furniture made from recycled plastic, and you'll never have to clean it again.
Oh.
Come on, we'll get you a little part-time job. Okay, to pay for it all. All right, so here's what you want. You heard me talk about this product. There is a stain product that's going to change your life called Concrobium Mold Stain Eraser.
Concrobium? I was talking about
Mold Stain Eraser.
Okay.
And you're going to buy a couple bottles of that, and you're going to mix water, and you're going to stir it up, and you're going to scrub it with a scrub brush on this furniture, and your husband's going to be like, where have you been all my life? It's like he'll have a girlfriend and not get in trouble because it's going to make cleaning that stuff so easy. Bleach is that discoloration is organic material. It's mildew, it's mold. Bleach is primarily water. And when you put that on the wood, first of all, it bleaches the color, which is not good. The Concrobium is a mix of goodness, sodium carbonate, and some other stuff. And it gets in there, and it kind of starts to chew up the organic material, but it doesn't damage the wood. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, hold on. I'm not done yet. Now we get that all clean. And your husband, what's his name, that saint?
Jim, and he works at Ace. Jim.
Oh, we love Jim.
Yeah, he loves
so
you
he can
too.
Buy. Jim can buy this at the Ace, so he's going to get his discount.
Okay.
And he's going to put that on there. And when he's done, you need to stain that furniture.
Okay.
So now Jim's going to sand the furniture down, and you're going to help him, Marie.
Okay? I am.
Not just going to sit around looking pretty sitting on
no,
the chair.
No, absolutely not.
You're going to lightly sand this down, and then you're going to, while he's at the Ace, hopefully they're a Penafin stain dealer.
Penafin?
Which is my favorite. Penafin. P-E-N-O-F-I-N.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
And it's a rosewood oil stain. You're going to brush that on. You're going to wipe it off with a rag. The furniture is going to look like the day you bought it. And because of that stain, it's going to protect it from that organic material getting into the fibers of the wood, and it's going to last longer.
Okay. Do you do that every year when you clean it? Just do the stain like when you think you need it?
Yeah. I mean, if you do this furniture and you do it right, it's going to be it's going to last a long time, I promise you.
Great.
Do me a favor. Where's Beach Park? What's that next to?
We're next to Wadsworth and Waukegan.
Oh, so you're way up north.
Yes.
Oh, so here's what we're going to do. Hang on a second, then. We're going to send you out an ABT gift card, an app gift card, pleasing people since 1936. Visit their store in Glenview or online at abt.com. It's a $50 value. By the way, another reminder that today is Candy Days for Misericordia, so where you're driving around, have spare change, please look for those wonderful volunteers that are collecting money for a terrific organization. And where's Kathy with a C? It's Kathy's birthday today. Happy birthday, Kathy. They made a cake for me. Go get a piece of cake. Is it your birthday, too? Is your name Kathy? Chrissy, it's your birthday, too. Did you have some of my cake? Come on, go. It's totally calorie-free. It's gone. It's so calorie-free, when you eat it, it's like it's not even, you didn't even eat it. It's like it disappeared. Because there's 500 people here that eat like crazy. They're like animals. They're savages.
There are some people walked in, got cake, and left.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I love your show.
This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. We feed them. We'll be right back. Okay. My God, people don't know this, but they were just asking Sam how old Sam is. This lady in front, Lindsay, just said, how old are you, Sam? And Sam kind of got embarrassed. And he said, how old are you, Sam?
28.
28. And then the lady said, oh, my God, Lou looks younger than you. You've heard about fog, you mold. I'm just kidding.
You do have better hair, though, now.
Your hair is pretty good, but mine's still growing. Mine's better. How about this hair? Come on, everybody. This is right. I've been talking about this hair. Look at this. When it's windy out now, I got to blow it out of my eyes. I've never had that happen before. When I'm dead, when you come to my wake, years from now,
you'll get cake.
Well, we bring the cake. But I want everybody to say, oh, it's so bad. He went too young. Well, however old I am. Hopefully it's a long time around. But then I'm going to be sitting there and going to go, but look at that head of hair. Because I think when you die, it keeps growing. Right? Isn't that true? No? It's not? No? Let's just go with it.
He's taking your calls till 10, your personal Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, broadcasting live at Fox Home Center in Alsip until 10 o'clock. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. If you got a problem,
don't care what it is. Welcome back. We're live at Fox Home Center in Alsip, 1150 South Cicero in Alsip. A beautiful, what did we say it is? 18,000 square feet? How big? 18,000 square foot showroom, lumber yard. They sell all kinds of great stuff. They have a terrific staff. We're going to talk a little bit later on with somebody who has worked here for 40 years. 40 years. That says a lot about a company when you work someplace for that long. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware, by DykstraHomeServices.com, and by SantaSeal. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And here is Jane, who has been hanging on for a while. Jane's in Orland Park. Hi, Jane. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
We have a fan over the kitchen table, and it's a Casablanca fan that we've had for 25 years, and it has a light fixture with it, and it's a wall mount controlled fan, and it just stopped working. Suggestions as far as where we should start. We really, it's actually a companion fan to the fan that we have in the great room. So if at all possible, we'd like to see what we can do to keep the fan, unless it's a financial, you know, we aren't able to do it that way. So I was wondering what you would suggest and where we could start.
Jane, you said that it's a wall-mounted. Does it have the Casablanca switch on the wall?
Yes.
Yeah. So that switch is called an IntelliTouch switch that Casablanca makes.
Okay.
And they still make that switch, and you probably all you need to do is replace it.
Okay.
Because what that system does, if it's wired the way I think it is, it's a two-wire system, and it sends a signal through the wires to turn the fan on and off. That's the technology behind it. And so you need to go to a fan dealer, or you could order probably online if you wanted, but if you went to a fan dealer in your area that sells ceiling fans, I mean, you're down in Orland, but, you know, there's this great store, Hortons, that's in LaGrange. And Hortons
There's one in Orland, Hortons. We've bought things from them in the past.
All right, well, then go to Hortons in Orland. And
okay.
They will have that switch in stock. And if they don't, Leviton, which is a a device manufacturer for electrical devices, they make a version of that switch, but you have to install their. It's a two-part system. You install the thing on the wall where the switch is, and then they have another device that gets wired under the canopy of the fan. So it's small enough that you wire it in. That switch system is about $40. That IntelliTouch switch I'm talking about is probably the same $40. But
okay.
If all of a sudden they say, oh, no, we don't have that, this Leviton system, you can hook up to any fan in order to do it. And
okay.
I bet all it is the switch.
So the Leviton system would be, again, just to repeat, it would be something to replace the wall as well as something that goes under the fan, correct?
But what I think you need is just the new Casablanca switch.
Which is called the IntelliSwitch, right?
IntelliTouch.
IntelliTouch.
Yep.
Okay.
Got it?
And Hortons should be able to get that for us.
Hortons should have it in stock.
Okay. And and it's about $40, you say?
It might be 50.
Okay.
let's say it's less than 100. How's that? That way I don't get in trouble. It's less than $100. It's more.
Okay.
It's bigger than it's smaller than a bread box, and it's less than $100.
Okay. And
all right.
We were unable to do that. Or you think it's simple enough that, you know, my husband's not here yet. He's so with things. But anyway, is that something that's not too difficult to install? Or if we needed an electrician, what would?
Well, I mean, you know, when it comes to home improvement and doing stuff yourself, when I think about all the different projects you're going to do, and especially if you tell me we're not that good at that stuff, electrical is not the place I'd like you to go. Because
okay.
That's where you can get injured and or burn the house down. But
okay.
The fan will work.
And is there a certain place or you would recommend? Or?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you go to Hortons, they probably offer installation services.
Okay.
And so you could talk to them. For a qualified electrician, swapping this switch out is a piece
yes.
of cake. Piece
okay.
of cake. It is a 10-minute job maximum, you know, but obviously you got to pay for their expertise and get them there and do all this work. But if you're not comfortable doing this, then I wouldn't mess with it. I would get someone qualified to put it on, a licensed electrician. Do me a favor. Hang on a second. Because you were hanging on so long, you're so nice, we're going to get you a three-room carpet cleaning from our friends at Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, providing a level clean that no one else in the area can deliver. Visit executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. It's $139 value. How are these people making money at $139? They need to charge more. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's take another call here. This is Kathleen in Naperville. Hi, Kathleen. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. I have a 15-year-old house and what is called a three-tab roof that it sustained some serious wind damage. And I called your guys that you advertise with, and they're saying that
because we don't have any leakage inside the house, you know, that it's possible to put an architectural shingle on top of the three tab versus like a full tear off. And we're hoping to move because, you know, I'm looking for a new job, and I don't know what would you recommend?
Are you gonna move to Nashville with Jay Cutler? He's looking for a new job.
I'm an MIT MBA, but I'm 50 years old, so I have to go wherever there's a job.
Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. Can you throw a football?
No, but I can do a lot of data analysis.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, we'll give out your resume in a little bit in a minute. Okay. I love that you call my guys. I am not a fan of re-roofing. It's legal.
Okay.
It works. It's not. It's not a bad thing, but to me, when you go to sell, especially with the type of buyers that are out there now, and as I'm saying this, I'm thinking to the buyer that would be the woman sitting to my right. If you're looking at your radio, it would be to the left. Young buyer, doesn't know a lot about housing. They rely on their inspector to give them all the details about what's wrong with their house, and then the guy says, or the woman says, well, you know, it's a nice house, and yeah, they put the roof on, but it's a re-roof, you know, so you don't know if there's damage underneath that roof, and so you just got to be mindful of that. And so while they're looking at that house, they're looking at another house that doesn't have the re-roof, and so you want to try and get as many obstacles out of the way as possible. And to me, a 15-year-old roof, there's going to be some damage underneath that roof. There's going to be a couple pieces of plywood or something that has to be replaced. And the added cost to do a complete tear-off, an average house, say it's another $1,500. That's real money, don't get me wrong. But when you go to sell that house, it's more valuable. And then if all of a sudden you get a new job and it's here and you're like, yay, I don't have to move, you got a nice roof.
Well, but Lou, the tear-off, you know, to do a full tear-off, they're saying is like $5,000 more.
You live in a big house.
I mean, it's a four-bedroom house, but...
Right. I mean, it all depends on the size. It's
pricing?
It's great that you called my guys, but get other estimates as well. I mean, while I always want you to call our sponsors and they're going to do great for you, but everybody has a budget. And so you want to make sure that you're within your budget. Now, if you have a large house and there's a lot of roofing to come off of there, sure, it can cost more. The average size house, you know, $1,500 to $2,000 for the tear-off portion. You know, a small, you know, three-bedroom ranch house, they can do that all in a day. And right. this is just my opinion. You know, it's not that my opinion is, you know, everything, but... Don't do
it to your listeners, Lou.
Well, that's very nice of you, but you don't want to do a re-roof. It is not the better value. You will get that money, you know, as long as, you know, your house is in decent shape and it's in a nice neighborhood. You got all those things going. You don't want to have that strike against you. You know what I mean? You do the re-roof and all of a sudden, you know, you want X amount of dollars and they say, I'm really worried about that roof. I'm going to give you $10,000 less. Well, now you're in the hole. And, you know, not just 5, 10. And I didn't go to MIT, and I just did the math. Good luck with your job search. I appreciate you calling, and I certainly hope that it gets done the right way. Thank you so much. We are live at Fox Home Center in Alsip. And before we do that, we're giving away a – what is that? Where'd that come from? It is a detox, the air in your home. I know what it is. It's a UV light system for your furnace that you put in, and the UV light will kill all the bacteria. It's from Dykstra Home Services. Are they going to install it? 877-1076. 877-1076. There she is. Look at you. I can see the bacteria coming off of you right now. It's 9:21 in the morning. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Fox Home Center in Alsip. A little bit more than a half hour left of the Mr. Fix-It Show. Nice crowd. Thank you so much, all of you, for coming out. Thanks to the Rhythm Rockets, who are nice enough to come out. They're going to be up at Nick's Beer Garden May 6th at 10 p.m. And Friday and Saturday, May 19th and 20th, 7 to 11, at Pete Miller's Steakhouse in Evanston. Thank you very much. Let me ask this. This lady's going to have a question before we talk to somebody here from Fox Home Center. What's your name, ma'am? Where are you from?
My name is Mary, and I'm from Oak Lawn.
What time did you leave to get here?
About 2 seconds.
Oh, good. Good. I need a nap after the show, so do you have a little comfy bed that I can come by?
I do. Did
you win a MyPillow? Because I could use that.
No, I won the WGN duffel bag.
Oh, I could fill that with something and use it as a pillow.
Sure can.
All right, how can I help you?
Okay, actually, this is a question I'm asking for something at my daughter's home. She has a great room. It's about 30, 40 feet high, and there's wall.
What is it, a gymnasium?
Yeah, pretty much. And there's wallpaper on all the walls. The
run,
bottom was The bottom was pre-pasted. That came off real easy. But the top half, all the way to that 30-foot ceiling, is non-pre-pasted wallpaper. I've been helping her for months trying to get that stuff off. And everybody's like, oh, use water with fabric softener, use Diff, use the... There's got to be some other way to get that stuff off.
Have someone else do it. Okay. What did he say?
Have somebody else do it.
Yeah, have somebody else do it. Well, so the first thing you need is you're going to need to work off of a scaffolding,
right?
Not a ladder, okay? And you have two choices. There's a wallpaper stripper that's still around called Wallwick, W-A-L-L-W-I-K, okay? And their website is simplestrip.com.
Okay.
Okay? This stuff, you're gonna use a paper tiger to perforate the whole thing. You know what a paper tiger is? You didn't do that at all?
Is it that little thing that they
puts
kind
little
of
dimples
puts little
in
dimples
it.
All
yeah.
over it? Okay.
Yeah. Did you do that?
Yeah, they did. Okay. We did. We tried everything.
Now, Wallwick is a polyester fabric that is like 24 inches wide by 8 feet long. And you're going to dip it in a solution, like in a bucket, and then where the wallpaper is, you're going to put it, and you're going to—it's just going to stick to the wall. By what do you call that when something sticks with moisture? It's a process, suction. Okay, and you're going to leave it there, and you're going to get a bunch of them. Like it comes in a kit,
okay.
So you'll do like 8 feet at a time. You'll stick it up there, and you'll go have a cup of coffee.
Okay.
And then an hour later, you're going to come back, and you're going to take the Wallwick off. You're going to put it back in the bucket, and you're going to grab that paper, and you're going to go, and you're going to peel it off like a banana.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And it's called Wallwick?
W-A-L-L-W-I-K. Their website is simplestrip.com. Okay, I'm done with you.
Okay. That was it?
That's
all
it.
Right, well,
come
thank
on.
You
go
very
sit down.
Much.
Go sit down.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming all that way. up on the stage right now is from Fox Home Center, Dennis Stroll. Who is the sales manager here for Lumber Decking Siding. He's been working here for 40 years. Working? Does he not work? Is that a thing? Is you know this guy? Is he giving you a hard time?
Both of these guys here.
You know both of these guys, right? Right? What did she do that she has to work with both these guys?
I have no idea. The only thing I do know is he used to be an employee here years ago.
Yeah, right. He's better at the saxophone, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
much
okay.
Much better, much better.
All right, so tell me, so you've been here 40 years. So back when you started, wood wasn't even invented, right?
It was close, but
right.
Some of the composite stuff wasn't.
Right,
so.
Exactly. I know that you and I have talked before, and we've had these
yes.
Remotes before, but the one thing that I think is amazing and what I love to promote is the fact that what Fox Home Center is within the industry of large corporations and big boxes and whatever, this small independent lumber yard slash home center, mm-hmm. There are not a lot of them left.
No, correct.
And what I see here, and I go to see a lot of different lumber yards, I've been in a lot, it seems like you guys are constantly evolving to improve your business and your appeal to the people that come through the door.
Absolutely. You have to keep changing, rotating stuff around, bringing new items in. You can't let anything get stale.
Right.
People come in here 1 month, they come in the next month is still the same, they don't want to go back.
Right.
So everything is always evolving here. Everything is always changing, whether it's cabinets, whether it's decking, fencing, railing systems.
When this company started, I mean, you were here 40 years, but how long has Fox Home Center been around?
They've been around since 1962.
Okay. So it was a lumberyard, right? It was contractors coming in, pickup trucks, and it wasn't a place where individuals came in to buy stuff.
No, not at all. It was a lot of, you get some of the homeowners on the weekends.
Yeah.
To get a woman into the store, if you get three a month back then, it was a lot.
Right.
Now 90% of the shots are called by the women.
Right.
That's why you have to keep evolving and keep everything.
Just so we're clear, the shots have always been called by the women. Always.
True.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. I'm not going down that one. No way. Because I got to go home. But you're right. And so then, you know, the evolution of the tile and the stone and these displays. I know that you've had kitchen displays before, but you're constantly updating these as well.
All the time. Everything has to get updated. We have new kitchen companies that we just picked up. Tile is changing constantly.
Mm-hmm.
What's hot in 1 month, 2 months later, another color comes out, another pattern comes out.
Right.
That stuff is always evolving on there. We're buying containers of tile. Sometimes they're 30 days out. We're hoping that when you bring in the right colors, that they're still going to be popular in 30 days.
Right.
So,
so your focus here and what you do for Fox Home Center is kind of the back room stuff as far as the decking and the lumber. Meaning, you know, it's not always the pretty stuff, right? Like the
correct.
Tile and the cabinets.
Right.
But then I notice you have like a whole shed division.
Yes,
right.
Correct.
Tell me about that.
Oh, that there we have a few different styles of them, varied sizes. We sell them as a kit for a homeowner if they want to do it themselves.
To assemble themselves?
Yep, and also we can take in, we have them installed. So we do have our own installation program here as well for them. So you can pick different options, whether you want a floor or without a floor. If you have a concrete slab, you want to put it over the top of the concrete slab. There's all different options, doors, windows,
right.
Steel doors.
And how what's the average size of these sheds that you sell?
Usually most people end up with 10 by 10s, 10 by 12s usually, because
right.
a lot of the areas around here have restrictions. You can't go over 100 square feet or can't
Got
go
it.
Over 120 square feet worth
right.
of shed.
Right. But some of the, I mean, I know the couple of displays here, they're like nicer than my house.
Some of them have nice little overhangs in the front.
Yeah, right. They're really good looking. It's really good looking stuff.
We have one out there that's set up like a log cabin siding house.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And then talk a little bit about your fencing division. That's something that's a very thriving business here at Fox Home Center, isn't it?
Well, the best thing about it is we do everything in-house. We buy all the raw lineals from a company called Vecca. And from there, we have our own CNC machines, our own gate welding machines down there. Lenny is fantastic when it comes to doing the fences. Bob, he's just spot on when it comes to doing the custom gates in the vinyl department. We'll make them anywhere on a single gate from 12 inches up to 72 inches wide. We'll go up to 144 on a double gate. So, I mean, he can do any of them. We have a section out there that's got two curved tops to them. Those are 3 hours to make those gates. He does them spot on every time.
Which one of you guys is Dave? Which one of you is Mike? You're Dave?
Dave.
And that's Mike. So are you still having to work here because Mike cost you guys so much money and made so many mistakes when he was working here?
No, we got
with
a lot
Rhythm
of that,
Rockets?
Well, we got a lot of that stuff straightened out after he left.
Right.
But for the most part, though, he's all right now.
He's all right now. All right. Dennis Stroll with Fox Home Center. He's a sales manager in their lumber, decking, and siding department. Been here for 40 years. Congratulations. You just might make a career out of this.
I'm trying.
Attaboy. Thanks so much.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
Who wants to talk? Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Time for our Just Text Me segment. Afterwards, we're going to read another winner to win the Toto Toilet. It's a Drake 2 Tornado. Wow. With a soft close seat. Look at that. You got the soft close seat and the tornado in the same sentence. Proudly made in Atlanta, Georgia. So we'll read that a number off in just
wow.
a minute. And the fine folks at Toto Toilet sent that over for us to give away to our listeners. That's awesome. Just Text Me segment. We got some text messages.
Yes, we do. Lou, how can I find a stud behind ceramic tile to install a safety bar in a shower? Standard stud finder does not work.
There are, within a standard stud finder, you can actually buy a deep scanner, which is a different type of stud finder. Zircon is probably the name in that, and it's a little bit It's a little bit more expensive, but it actually, it's just a more powerful magnet, which is what it uses to find the screws and whatnot in the wall. So you just need to buy the deep scan stud finder. And you want to get that right because of the grab handle. You need to be able to make sure you can rely on it when you need it. So you have to, what are you laughing
at? It is really hard to look at you and take you seriously with all the glitter that you have on your face from
this
birthday hat.
It's my birthday next week.
Yeah. I mean, you look like my 3-year-old daughter.
Thank you.
Soon to be 4 on Monday. My hot water heater in my second home smells when it is first used after several weeks of being off. The smell goes away after some usage.
Duh. I mean, it, of course, it sits there for several weeks. And the water is, it's probably from a well, and it's full of iron and whatnot. And that's just, no, I'm not trying to be mean, but I mean, there isn't, I mean, it is, there isn't anything you're going to do from that.
Okay.
The one thing that I would tell you that would help is if it's a water heater that you can shut off, the heated water continuously while it's gone stagnant, the smell will go be reduced if you can shut it off. Like if you have a dial that has a, if it's a gas water heater and you can turn it to vacation so that it just keeps the pilot or whatever going, then when you remember, the thing is you got to remember because all of a sudden you go there and you want to take a shower and it's cold. You got to go downstairs and fire it back up to 120. That's what I would do.
All right. And lastly, quickly, it's getting to be time for the ants. Can you speak about the black ones, how to get rid of them, and how to keep them out?
So there's a bunch of different products out there. Bonide Revenge. I see that you brought some taro. This is my favorite.
So you always talk about.
Yeah. So this is.
This.
These are my. If you have ants, sweet ants, or any kind of ants, this is. She's got ants. Here, give her those. All right, so now tell me what you think that those look like. Can you? I know your microphone's not connected to the radio, but what would you say those kind of remind you of?
Or give
packaging,
me one of those.
The packaging. Give me that. The packaging. Doesn't it remind you of this? I'm holding up the Nabisco Premium Kraft Cheese and. Remember these when you were a kid? It's not cheese, it's a cheese food.
It says made with real cheese.
Did you say premium?
Premium?
Premium cheese.
Oh, it's premium cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Handy snacks.
That's premium?
Premium cheese.
Right.
Who wants one?
Well, let me tell you, to be able to put cheese in that little compartment, that takes some doing, right? So I always thought that those those, you're going to take that, you're going to cut it and place it where you have ants in the home, under the sink or in the corners. They're going to go and eat that, and then you're going to, they're going to eat it, take it back to the queen, ants are gone. Takes about 5 or 6 days to do it. And you'll see there'll be swarms of ants coming to it. And I love this stuff.
Are we who else has ants?
Who has
two
ants?
More people with ants.
Come here with ants problems. Here. Good catch. Way in the back.
Oh, this makes
you
me
ate
nervous
her cake.
You
you're getting
this.
Nothing.
Oh,
you ate her cake.
I gave it to him.
Who?
I gave it to him.
It was her cake. It's her birthday.
Oh.
Here, you give it to somebody. I'm not going to get in trouble.
I'm not.
Just text me. Just text me.
Just text me. It's wrapped up for today.
Thank you very much. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines, or do you want to take a break? We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back right after this.
Happy trails to you until we meet.
Time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Our last caller is Mike in Cicero. Mike, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for hanging on. What's going on?
You know, I've got a 2-inch metal standpipe screwed into my basement drains. And I've noticed when we get these real heavy rains where the sewer backs up, the water comes up where the pipe is screwed into the floor. Now, I've tried... plumber's tape around the threads when I screw the pipes in, but that doesn't work. The water will still come up where the pipe is screwed into the floor. I'm wondering if the Loctite thread sealer would work on that.
Well, I mean, you want to be able to get that pipe out of there if you need to, and my guess is if you get that kind of backup on a sewer line, you might be getting water coming up from around the pipe. In other words, not just where it screws into the actual pipe itself, but the pipe that's under the ground, that ground can become saturated and you can be getting water up around the pipe, but it appears like it's coming where the connection is.
Well, you recommend
see what I mean?
For
there's
that.
No. Well, I mean, really, you know, if this is a reoccurring problem, Mike, you know, what you may want to do is some kind of backflow preventer at your sewer out in the front yard. I mean, this is something that that the folks at PermaSeal can help you with. They can place a backflow preventer out there that when the backs up, it closes the door so that nothing comes in to the rest of the house. And then you don't have to worry about that standpipe going in. It's all automatic. While it's an investment to have this done, it definitely is something that is money well spent for the peace of mind and also from a standpoint of resale value down the line. Do me a favor, Mike, being our last caller, hang on a second so we can send you out an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat allowing you to adjust the temperature of your home's air on your smartphone, brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60-Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC. 9:55, we'll take a quick break, say our thank yous, and talk to John Williams. Don't go away. 9:57 in the morning. I have lots of people to thank. First of all, thank you to all of you for coming out. Give yourselves a round of applause. You're awesome. Thank you. I say this all the time, but without you listeners, we are not standing here, sitting here, whatever we're doing. I'm so appreciative. Thanks to John at Fox Home Center, Toto, Wilson, Wilson Art, Quartz, Franke, Thermatru Door, ET2 Lighting, Trex, and MSI Premium Quartz. The Rhythm Rockets, thank you very much for joining us and playing this morning. Webster's Bakery for the birthday cake. Didi Saccaro with gravy. Sirocco.
Can you not read my writing?
It's a little messy, I got to tell you.
Weber's Bakery.
You know what this is obvious to me? You did not go to Catholic school.
I did.
Marlene and
thank
Rick.
You.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, is it still open? No.
Yeah.
Ernie.
Yes.
Ernie for setting up this morning, Bob Ferguson back at the studio, Jasmine Cooper for producing, Kevin McDonough, Sam, look at that. That's looks
Marlene.
Like Jimmy.
That's an easy
Sam
one.
Sam and Veronica Carter back at the news. Don't forget to donate to Candy Days, which is happening today. It was happening yesterday and today. Sam, thanks for coming out. Congratulations on your award for that wonderful broadcast.
Yes.
Nice round of applause.
Thank
how
you.
About, how about one more Rhythm Rockets to get us out of this whole thing?
And how about one more happy birthday for the birthday
no, no,
boys?
No, 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 no.
Happy birthday,
no.
Lou.
No.
No.
Come down to Fox Home Center. They're not closing after this broadcast, but they will, they'll still be open today. And anything you need for your home, they have a beautiful 18,000-square-foot showroom. So we really do appreciate all the time and effort that they put in setting this all up. It's always a lot of fun. And John Williams is coming your way.